And right now it is time to take five for your commune this morning. I'm very pleased to be joined by Suzanne Swain with the Knox County Fair Board. The Knox County Fair gets in full swing next week. Suzanne, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning and talking about the Knox County Fair. And before we get into what we can expect specifically, let's talk about you and the folks on the board and, you know, all the preparation as you're getting ready for this fair next week. How long is it, you know, have you been working on, you know, getting everything ready for the fair?
For this fair, probably since the last year's fair ended. But when we really get down to it, it's usually about March that we start getting everything together. We go to a convention in January and start lining up different things or different ideas and finding out all the state regulations and all that type of thing. But actually, man on the ground, probably about in March.
Okay. Figuring out the regulations, is that one of the big challenges, or not the big challenge, of putting on the fair every year? What would you say would be the biggest challenge you usually come up every year, or is it different every year?
Well, it's about the same, but we have to have emergency plans for weather, for all kinds of things that might happen. That we have to meet state regulations for festivals and that type of thing also. The state fire marshal, we have to meet all those types of regulations with electricity and power and just a lot of different things. And then through Purdue with our 4-H, there's certain things that we have to do with safety around the animals, that type of thing.
So basically the stuff that we don't think about when we go to the fair, you have to think about all that stuff.
And that's first and foremost.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about the fair. It's coming up next week, the 22nd through the 27th at the fairgrounds in Bicknell. So let's talk about some of the things we can expect when we go to the fair next week.
Well, our main purpose as the fair board is to have a venue where the 4-H exhibits can be displayed and all the children's work can be shown to our community, which we're very proud of, these young individuals. And so we'll have our livestock shows, and we'll have our 4-H exhibits in the exhibit hall, and we'll have the Fair Queen Contest on Monday night, which is always a big draw. We always have lovely ladies in the Fair Queen Contest, and we have our usual things like tractor pulls and garden tractor pulls, mud drags, mud hog pinning. We have a new event this year called the Golf Cart Rodeo.
Okay.
And it's kind of an obstacle course. It's a two-man team deal, and it's $10 to enter. And we will even supply you a golf cart if you don't have one. And it'll be a course that is timed, and also the activities that you do, you and your partner, during the golf course or golf cart course of the race.
Okay. So some of these events, and you've got a pavilion, right? You've got the VU pavilion?
We do.
Okay, like the pageant, that'll be in the pavilion?
Yes, it will. And then the Tiny Tot contest on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday nights, the Kitty Tractor Pull. And Thursday nights is like the Parade of Champions. Our grand champion winners in 4-H will be presented on Thursday evening in the pavilion. Usually after most of these events, except the Queen Contest, we'll have music acts. And like on Tuesday night, we have Mariah Creek Band, which is a bluegrass band. We have, on Wednesday night, we have Reedy and Ladoon. Friday night, we have Jared and Luke. And these are local acts that have a local following.
Right. Okay. So that's all part of the Knox County Fair. Again, that's July 22nd through the 27th. Cost to get in.
We have a new pricing this year, which we think will work out. A lot of fairs are going to this, and it's $5 if you are over 10 years old. Of course, if you have your 4-H pass or that, you get in with that.
Right.
And but you will not have to pay for the arena events except on Saturday night when we have the motocross.
Okay. You mentioned the golf cart and the obstacle course, mm-hmm. a new event, but you've stayed with the favorites, but you've added something new. Is that kind of something you shoot for every year? You're like, we're not going to mess with what's not broken, but we'd like to, you know, maybe tweak, add something new from year to year?
Absolutely. We've had music acts, we've had rodeos, we've had different things that we try to incorporate each time. And so we're really simplifying our arena this year with, you know, the golf cart rodeo, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for those who participate.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, that's part of the Knox County Fair, July 22nd through the 27th, Knox County Fairgrounds. Bicknell, somebody's listening and they want to get more information. You have a website.
Yes, we do. And it's Knox County Fair Online. .org. We have a Facebook page, and so we can be, and I know that the secretary, she posts things every day, like 2, 3, 4 times a day on the Facebook page also to keep you alerted to this.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope so.
Okay. There you are. She is Suzanne Swain. She's with the Knox County Fair Board. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.